Millions of men and women suffer from pelvic pain, discomfort, or dysfunction that drugs, surgery, and conventional treatment do not help. If you are one of them, you may have experienced rectal, genital, or abdominal discomfort or pain, increased discomfort or pain sitting down, discomfort or pain during or after sexual activity, or urinary frequency, urgency, and hesitancy. If you're listening to this book, you've probably gone to a doctor or many doctors who found little or no physical basis for your symptoms. Your tests came back normal. You may have been diagnosed with pelvic floor dysfunction, prostatitis, chronic pelvic pain syndrome, levator ani syndrome, pudendal neuralgia, coccidinia, which is tailbone pain, chronic proctalgia, proctalgia fugax, pelvic floor myalgia, piriformis syndrome, interstitial cystitis, urethral syndrome, and other related diagnoses, but found no relief. We are proposing that these different diagnoses are essentially different names for the same problem, a problem we are calling a headache in the pelvis. The amelioration or resolution of the kind of pelvic pain we treat and discuss in depth in this book has eluded the best medical minds for recorded history. Most people listening to this audiobook would not be listening to it if they were able to find help within the context of a conventional treatment. It is not uncommon for individuals with pelvic pain to either have it on a continual basis or have it wax and wane for many years and go from doctor to doctor, receiving little help. To date, there is no solution to this problem offered by the best conventional medicine. Conventional or not, for the most part, there is very little that has helped pelvic floor-related pain and dysfunction. The Wise-Anderson protocol offers real understanding and help. Pelvic pain we describe is a condition of sore, irritated pelvic floor tissue that is never given a chance to heal. This audiobook offers an intimate understanding of this problem based on my 22-year history with it and my experience in its resolution, as well as a subsequent 24-year experience of treating several thousand patients in collaboration with my skilled colleagues. We discuss this understanding in detail in the next chapter. Instead of pelvic pain with related symptoms discussed in this book being the result of an infection, a trapped nerve, an autoimmune disorder, or degenerative disease, we propose that it is a psychophysical problem. Both the physical and psychological aspects must be directly addressed for any chance at a satisfactory resolution of symptoms.